Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All in one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are so happy you decided to join us today. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market. It is so easy to set up and break down. I think that's what makes it so handy to use and why I'm basically using it every day at practice. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400. You said that right, $400 off your next purchase. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It is run by a basketball coach for basketball coaches at any level. You're not going to find anything out there, and it's got a 14-day free trial. We believe in it so much. We want you to join. We want you to come and kick the tires around. If it's not for you, it's not for you. But I can tell you people love it. I can tell you that people do not want to leave. Go over and check it out. And it's got everything from clinics to videos to me talking to lessons to courses to handouts to practice planning to parenting to whatever you need as a basketball coach. It's got it in there. Also, go over and check out our other podcast, High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, Funnel Down Defense, and leave a 5-star review. We'd love those. All right.
No, you got it right. Okay. Let me get my daughter set up on her show on Netflix.
No worries.
Ready to go, man. So how's everything up there in Wisconsin?
Cold. actually it's warming up.
Saw y'all were getting some snow the other day.
We did. It will be nice today. It looks like it's gonna be in the 50s. So my son was out shooting yesterday, so that's we're getting closer, I think, to seeing it.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm ready to go back to work, and I don't think that's gonna happen anytime soon. So
I feel you, man. Yeah, it's been in the 30s here in the morning, and then it gets up to like 60 in the afternoon. So,
yeah, but we're not. I mean, the new norm is a year away, I think.
So, man, a lot's happened in a month.
Yeah, a lot's happened.
Yeah. So, it turns out, you know, I told you, I think last time we talked, I told you that, I was looking at some schools here in Alabama to coach, but my mentor moved on to another school. So looks like I'll be taking over at the school that I was assisting at. So
is that good? That's good.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
And why is he moving on?
We all thought it was going to happen eventually. You win 7 straight state titles at one level. It's time to move on to a higher level.
Yeah.
So he's taking over a team that's cross county from us.
Okay. A little bigger.
A little bigger. They're going to be GHSA class 1A private. So
okay.
He's still coaching at a private school, but he's moved on to the public school sector. So
the competition it's different.
Probably. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to have to play teams like Holy Innocence and a whole bunch of really, really, really good private schools. So
right.
He's got his hands full, for sure.
Well, and that's what I tell people all the time. It's like, it's always that new challenge. You want that new challenge. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise, life is boring. Yeah.
I mean, I've been on Teach Hoops this week, looking up some things. Yeah, I'm not going to change too much.
Okay.
Going into the program.
So you're going to leave, like, you're going to leave the offense and defense kind of the same for the kids that are returning?
The defense for sure. The offense is really going to depend on who I have coming back.
Okay.
Because I'm not going to have a true point guard like I've had the last 2 years. So unless
I find that might be my starting point if I'm starting a team too.
Yeah. So I've actually been talking to some kids that I've been, you know, working with and training one-on-one. So
you might have a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, I might have a few. You know, we'll see. I'm not really 100% sure.
Right.
But I've got some decent players. I've got two girls who are really good shooting from the 3-point line. I got one girl. If I can figure out how to get her on the roster, and it not be a league violation,
right?
She's going to be a decent forward.
So, what's the rules in your state as far as workouts now with your team and summer? And have you thought about that? Because that's where I'm struggling right now too.
So right now we can't do anything.
We can't either.
Can't do one-on-ones. Can't do anything. So we've been sending the girls some workouts they can do at home.
Right.
Dribbling drills.
Things like that, strength.
Things like that.
Yep.
So, you know, obviously once we're able to get back in the gym and work with them, we'll see just exactly, you know, what they've been working on. Because if they haven't been working, I'm going to know, because they're going to look like they did last year. So
they're going to be out of shape too, yeah.
Yeah, that's our biggest – like, that's my biggest concern, is because I took over strength and conditioning last year for our head coach. And – then, like, we got into really good shape. We had a bunch of girls who, you know, couldn't really run 2 miles when we started, and then at the end they could run 2 miles no problem. So I'm worried that that's what's going to happen.
So go on T-Tube. Some of that mobility stuff I put under the kind of the off-season workout stuff, I'm still working on that. But there's some stuff I did with my son. Some of that stuff about just, like, foot speed and quickness and – that kind of stuff, they can do that on their own without a weight room, which is really good, I think.
Yeah.
And then the problem is you can't really have them get together. That's the issue I'm having. Is like, so you really want them to work on their strength and their mobility and their flexibility. And then you want to work on, like you said, dribbling and shooting, things that they can do without another person, you know.
Yeah, I told some of them, because I gave them some cone drills to do.
Right.
And some of them were like, well, we don't have cones. I was like, well, Academy, you can go and order them online on Academy and go pick them up. They'll bring them to the curb.
First of all, you don't need a cone. Do you have a
– or I told them to go pick up some rocks.
Shoot, or mom's got some corn in the cupboard. Go grab a can of corn.
Yeah.
It doesn't really – you know, seriously.
You know how these kids are. They don't think outside the box like some of us. So
that's irritating. It's like, you don't need a cone. I never had a cone. My coach didn't open the gym. I went to the park and shot. Come on.
Man, shoot. When I was growing up, we lived out in the country. You know, I'd go and get some sticks.
Right.
Or go and get some rocks or something. So
what's your biggest worry moving into the season?
My biggest worry is we're gonna be young. Real, real young.
Okay.
So the expectations, I'm going to set the expectations at the beginning of the year and let the girls know, yes, we want to be competitive, number one. Number two, we're not going to get caught up in the hype that the school has set on the program to be amazing and win a state title.
Right.
We just need to go out and go game by game and focus. And the good thing is I've coached a lot of these girls starting in middle school. So a lot of them I know.
Right. So I'm going to have her probably up by the end of the weekend. But I think what you need to do is some goal setting. There's a couple things I think for off season for you, especially being even though you're not the new guy, quote unquote, but you are the new guy, is I think you need to do goal setting with all of them individually. And then I think you need to do some – I'm going to have some forms on T-Tubes. So some individually goal stuff and then some team stuff. And the thing about the individual goal one is they need like an outcome. Like, I'm going to work on this, and then here's my short-term outcome, here's my long-term outcome.
Right.
Because especially – I've noticed, especially with the girls I've coached more than the boys I've coached, the girls will take that and be more precise about it and actually boys are like pulling teeth sometimes and setting goals. Yeah. But they will do that for you, and that will give you kind of a sense of, well, they think we're here. Well, if you want to get here, you know. And then what I think is going to be your hardest thing is you're not going to be able to connect with them probably this summer like you normally have.
That's
relationship building. Yeah. So I'm working on some stuff that you could do, but you could actually have like a Netflix movie party and all get together and watch the same movie. There's also like Marco Polo would be great for your team where they can kind of send messages back and forth. There's some stuff you can do that I'm starting to work on for my guys because I'm missing them. It's been 5 weeks. no, I mean, I'm just saying that this is about relationship building now, and you can't do it. Like, this isn't the same as if you were not down at the bar having a beer and talking hoops. This is different. So these are fine, but it's hard. You're going to have to force some things with that moving forward. That will help with your youth too, I think.
The good thing is like a lot of these girls have been together since sixth grade. So right. I'm not worried
it's,
so much.
It's about not them. About them. It's about you me, coming into me. That.
Yeah. Cause for the longest time I've been the guy in the background, you know, the guy that sets up practice, the guy that does.
You're good cop. You're good.
Right.
Cop. You're not bad cop.
And now I got to be bad cop. So.
Right. And you need to go find a good cop.
The good thing is I reached out to our middle school girls coach who actually is alum. From the school. She played basketball with her sister. They won some state titles together. So she's going to come and be my assistant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So she's really, she's really, really, really good. She took the middle school girls last year when I had them. We were one win away from a district title. This year they won the district title. So, we got some good girls coming up from the middle school, plus having her will help. But now she gets to be good cop and she's so used to being bad cop. So,
That will be a discussion you'll have to have with her. You'll have to have that discussion with her, but yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, but her and I are good friends. We talk pretty regularly. So it's going to be interesting. I think, definitely a different, because we can't get together in the summer. I can't do summer conditioning. I can't do, you know.
And I don't know. Here's the issue. So let's say something bad happened to you and you were sick or something. This is not like you can have someone else do it for you or they can get together. That's the issue.
Yeah.
That's the hard part, I think, is it's just, you know, You can't say, hey, captains, go run captain's practice. I mean, because the social distancing thing is the issue, or the schools aren't going to open, or the place that you're going to work out is not going to have the facility available.
We don't even know when they're going to allow group gatherings. I mean, that's the biggest thing. Like,
right.
If we could get together in a park or something, that'd be great. But right now, all the parks are closed. You know, the police. It's funny. I think it's funny because I didn't think people had to be told to stay home when there's a stay in place order, but the police are actually citing people who don't have a reason to be out.
Oh, it's crazy. People like, first of all, they don't, I'm a stats teacher that's what I do. And the thing is, the sooner we do this, the sooner we can get back to normal. The problem is it's like, I was out for a walk and like five guys were walking together and they're like within a foot. It's like, stop it. It's you five. I understand it's only five people, but you all five connect with other people, and they connect with other people, and they connect with other people.
Yeah, it's like, that vicious domino effect.
It is. It's an exponential growth problem, to be honest with you, from a math standpoint. And it's like, stop it. I want to go back to work. Like, I want to go back to normal.
Yes, I don't know if it's just the boredom, the sheer boredom. But like I have been scratching at the walls trying to find stuff to do. I did some online coaching clinics.
Yeah, those were great. Yeah, those were.
Oh yeah,
almost too much. It's too much. It's too much. It's almost too much.
The good thing is like I got to see one of my favorite coaches, Coach Hauser, at Columbus State. I got to see him, you know, give a class on how to coach speed.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh yeah, it was really
Send me his stuff. I'll try to get him on my podcast. I've been going on that thing, and I've been going on that thing and going, ooh, that person would be fun to talk to, and that person would be fun to talk to. So
yeah, Coach send Hauser, me his stuff. Awesome, man. I'll send you his send you his email, and I'll send you his Twitter account too.
Okay, that way
you
can connect. That'd be awesome. On Twitter. That'd be awesome.
But yeah, I mean, this is just a weird, like, it's a weird period. It's more of like an educational period.
Right. So here's what I think you should do too, is you should start mapping out your season too.
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because now that you know, like, who's your first five games against? What do we need to do? What do we need to do the first 2 weeks to get ready for game one? That's what I've started to do too. You can't see it, but right there, I got like two whiteboards. I literally went and bought them. They were like $25 on Amazon, and they're propped up, and I got stuff. I got to do this. I got to work on this. It's like, it's got to be that processing. You know, I know who we're playing right away. Like, okay, what do we have to do to hit the ground running? And then that's what my coaches and I are zooming together and saying, okay, well, who's coming back? We all know who's coming back.
Like, who's
coming back? Here's what we're going to need to do. And what we're doing is we're in like war mode now. We're like, okay, let's assume we're not getting back together this summer. What skill sets do we need them?
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt One Plus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Individually to get better at. Because that's all I can control.
Yeah, I sat down last night with a pad and pen, and I was starting to go over. Because we're not sure about our schedule yet. Our schedule actually isn't due until the 1st of June.
Okay.
So we're actually putting it together now.
Okay. So that's good. But I would brain dump too. Like I do this when I'm walking, I brain dump. I like anything that I'm thinking about, everything, I just write it down. Half of it gets thrown out. But I think that's where you want to spend some of this time, is kind of thinking about all that stuff that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I've thought about like who could I possibly start, even if we don't get a chance to get back in the gym,
right.
who do I think is actually doing the workouts? So
then what, and then like I would go through, you know, who's coming back for the most part. Like, okay, Susan needs to work on this, or, right, you know, Erica needs to work on this. So then you start working on, like, cause that's the thing I'm trying to figure out, is like, I can give them a generic workout, but that's not going to be, I want to almost customize it for each of the players.
Yeah.
Like, this kid can dribble. He doesn't need to do any dribbling. He needs to work on his floater and his jump shot. This kid needs to work on his left and get strong. You know, that's the thing, is I don't want it to be this cookie cutter, just do this, which is fine. But that's where I'm trying to work some of my things through too.
Yeah. I've planned out too, just in case things do open up for the summer and girls are actually able to go to camps. So I've sent girls camp information. So I'm hoping, hopefully we'll be able to get back to that. I don't see it, but just in case, I wanted to go ahead and have girls know, hey, this is what camp you need to go to. Here's how much it costs. You know, here's the coach who's going to do it. So, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, I started game planning last night, you know, try to figure out, once we get back to school, once we get back to work, what kind of practices can we do?
How many girls do you have coming back that played last year?
Seven.
And will all those seven probably play a lot?
Six of the seven will, okay. Yes.
Well, what I'm thinking is you could start sending them – you could send them – you could have like a you could have a film session with stuff like a game last year and just sit and do this with them. Like, play it on here, you know, all that kind of stuff where it's like, okay, what do we do well? What do we not do well? Blah, blah, blah. You know, that.
Yeah, kind I actually of stuff. Started watching some of our JV film from last year.
That's a good idea.
Because a lot too. Of these girls played JV. So I started watching our JV film, just trying to go and say, all right, so here's what this girl is weak at. Here's what this girl is strong at. That way I know what to kind of focus on. if I only get a couple of weeks.
Right.
So,
no, I agree. I just don't know what, yeah. I think that's where you got to really start processing.
Yeah.
And I told my guys, I said, the problem is this time just creeps away from you.
It really does.
Oh, my God.
I can't even believe it's Saturday. I mean, to be honest with you, I've been on Zoom calls and I've still been helping our point guard get recruited during this down period, which has been awesome because coaches actually reply. So,
right.
You know, it's been crazy. It's been crazy, but you're right. Yesterday it was Monday. Now it's Saturday. So,
right. I mean, that's the issue. It's like, I'm trying to get into it. Like, I got up early this morning. I'm trying to get into a routine. I've been doing that for a couple weeks because otherwise I don't think it's effective. And I think that's what you have to think about with your players too. If we're scrambling, think what they're doing.
Like, yeah.
Shoot, my son was up playing Xbox until who knows when last night. I mean,
I was up watching game film till who knows when last
right.
night. So,
right.
Yeah. And
the problem is, one of the issues is there isn't, I mean, the NBA playoffs were supposed to start today.
Yeah, I know.
I mean,
did you watch the Jordan
special? Did that start yet? I thought it started Sunday.
Does it start tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow. I think the first one's tomorrow. I was tweeting. Right, I was tweeting about it like a month ago. Like
I was trying to find out when it started because I could have sworn it started already and people were already watching.
No, he's done he's been on the circuit basically promoting it. Michael's been
doing interviews and
stuff.
Yeah,
he's been like on the Today Show and stuff. So he, it releases tomorrow. But then the problem is they didn't have it all edited, so they're going to release two. And then they got to wait a couple weeks, and then they're going to release another two. Because literally, they were expecting to do it this summer in a down sports time. Well,
yeah. Yeah, now we're in a down sports time.
Well, you'll love this, Coach. So my son graduated. He played for me this year. And about 3 weeks ago, the local news doesn't have anything to put on the news. So they did this whole thing on him and I and coaching and him going off to school. Because they don't have anything to put on the news for sports.
I know they, our local sports guy who covers all of our county's sports games, he got laid off
right
from the newspaper. Like, cause they said you have nothing to cover. I mean,
right.
Until all this clears up. So him and I were actually talking, he was going back through the season and he was writing sports blog articles about things that had already happened.
Right.
Just so he could stay busy.
Right.
It's been crazy, man. I'm hoping for a new normal. I'm hoping we get back to there, but it's been crazy.
What do you need from me? How can I help? How can I help? Well,
my biggest thing is if I don't have a true point guard come back, I do have some girls who can run the point.
Okay.
But they're not going to be your prototypical
yep.
true point guard.
Yep.
They're probably just going to be the fastest girl who can dribble the best and who can pass decently.
Two or three that can actually handle? Like, if I'm playing you, can I pressure your guards and turn you over?
Right now? Oh yeah.
Okay. So that's yeah. your skill set you got to work on. Because literally, if you don't, when I've had my great point guards, I just here's the ball. I don't worry about that. I don't even worry if you're pressing me at that point because yeah. I know we got it. Like in high school, if you got a point guard, you got it. If I'm playing you, what you just said to me, I am coming at you.
Oh yeah,
like because you're not going to even get in your offense if I'm coming at you.
So now, I've got one girl who I think can do it and not be pressured.
But that's where I think you got to get four or five girls competent at handling the rock. Not great. Yep. They're not going to be point guards. They got to be competent. Like my team I have coming back next year is going to be guards. I'm going to literally put three or four point guards on the floor. That means I'm putting four guards on the floor, but you're not going to be able to pressure us.
Like, yeah, that's how we rebound were this year. We had four guards on the floor. So.
Right, right. So I think you got to think about that. I think you got to think about press breaks. Mm. I think you have to think about how you're going to release pressure. Because let's assume one doesn't happen. Let's assume they don't do what you tell them to do and you don't get three or four girls that can handle the rock. Well, then how are you going to break the pressure? How can you get – what kind of offense are you going to run that you have – you need a quicker into offense, if that makes sense. You need an offense you can get into quicker rather than maybe running sets if you don't have
almost like guard. Almost like a 5-out or a 4-1
something
or...
because you're gonna have to be interchangeable pieces because you don't know who's gonna bring it up because who might bring it up might be your best mismatch. That's the first thing, and the second thing is to really run a good set, you got to have somebody up there that can handle the rock so the pieces can get where they need to go.
Yeah, and these girls, they've never been we've never run set plays. Like we run
right. Okay, then you're good.
Yeah, we run a four one and a 3-2 motion. It's really been that's been our bread and butter the last couple of years, but we've had a true point guard that if we had to run a set play, we could run a set play. So I've been thinking about doing the Virginia movers and blockers offense. It's kind of easy to get into. It's fast paced. It moves the defense around. Even if you don't pass the ball, it moves the defense around. So that's something I've been looking into. I've been watching a lot of Coach Bennett's stuff. So we'll see.
He's so good.
Wisconsin
dropped the ball on that.
It is so hard to watch Virginia play, though, because you want to see, like in basketball, you want to see scoring, you want to see pace. But with Virginia, it's so slow, and their time of possession, they've led the league probably the last 4 or 5 years in time of possession per possession, like 20 plus seconds per possession.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
I know.
So, but yeah, so I'm going to try that.
Do you have a good blocker?
We do. I got two girls. A girl that played volleyball for us. She came and played last year. She picked up all of our offense really fast. We actually introduced the Virginia offense last year, so it's not going to be a new concept to some of these girls.
Okay.
But we just didn't get into it far enough.
Okay.
So I think if I can this year and I've got the time, get into it further. But I've got two girls who can block really good, maybe a third coming up from middle school if she can learn the offense. Okay. My thing is going to be just having – I've got one girl coming up from middle school, maybe two depending on if this other girl transfers to go with Coach Stevens to Heritage. But I've got one girl who can handle the ball very well. The problem is she is one of those kids who lets the game get to them. So if the game's not going the way she wants. Her attitude shows. So
that's gonna be a little bit of an issue.
Yeah. So I mean, we'll see. I'm confident. You know, I've been a head coach before. You know, obviously not at the high school level, but
right.
I'm not worried that I don't know what to do. The thing is going to be getting them to buy in to my way of coaching versus the way they're used to. So this year is going to be a learning year for all of us. I mean, it's not just going to be for me. It's going to be for them too. So,
right. And I think that's where you got to really try to over-communicate now.
Yeah.
Like, you got to like, what do you think about this? I mean, it's you're basically a benevolent dictator. You're going to make the final decision, but you want to know what they're thinking.
And here's what really hurts: the upperclassmen. I only have two, one senior and one junior.
Oh, really?
All the rest are sophomores and freshmen.
Wow.
Yeah. So I should have about 12 girls this year. So you're thinking, I mean, I've got five freshmen coming in. I'm going to have four sophomores and one junior, one senior, and maybe another freshman. So.
Right. Yeah. And I think what you have to, I mean, I again think you have to spend, it sounds like your kryptonite is pressure, getting pressured. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where you got to spend your time in this off season is like, how do we handle pressure? How do we handle getting into stuff? Because it doesn't sound like defensively you're worried at all. So I think that's where you gotta spend your time. Like, okay, what can I do to help alleviate this? And I'm going to tell you from someone that's done this a long time, pressure gets the youth.
Oh, yeah. I know. And especially girls. Girls don't like pressure. That's why we've been so good the last couple of years. We've had girls who could apply that pressure.
Yes.
So,
yes. So literally day one, you're going to do drills like 3-on-4 and 4-on-5. And you're just going to, they are literally going to talk to themselves for the first month. So it feels like that's all they're doing is getting pressured. But then when it's in a game, it won't feel quite as bad.
We love to do 3-on-2 and 4-on-3. So, or 3-on-4.
Yeah. All that stuff I think you have to do on a regular basis. But, and I would start mapping out the first couple weeks.
Yeah.
I really would. I'd start mapping out like what do you need to get? I'll try to email me and I'll send you my spreadsheet that I did last year. So I have a spreadsheet of, I have a spreadsheet of like the entire year of things I want to get in. So some of the numbering, like you won't know what 10 is, but it doesn't matter. And then, kind of what we wanted to get in the first 2 weeks. So we map out, we get a blank calendar and we go, okay, we have 12 practices before this game. We have 17 practices before this game. And this is a great time. I did it last summer. This is a great time to do it right now. Kind of map out like, okay, when do I have to work on my out of bounds play? Because it always feels like I'm rushed at the end, right before this, like, oh crap, I got to get my out of bounds play in, or what are we going to like out of bounds plays in, or whatever it is. So I can map it out. So I'll write myself a note, but send me an email and I'll find that for you and send you.
Absolutely.
Because that spreadsheet is perfect because you just want to start compartmentalizing. Like,
yeah, I started going through my binder the other day and I started pulling out things that I immediately want to get started on.
Okay.
So
we'll get on a call. I got to go do a podcast, but we'll get on a call.
Absolutely.
And, we'll get on a call in a couple of weeks and let me know and send me an email. I'll send you that spreadsheet and you can start working on that.
All right, brother. Sounds good.
Okay. See ya. Bye.
All right. Sports Social Podcast Network.